Chapter 10. Nearly 100 senatorial balconies sat empty in support of the Ithorian boycott. The Wookiees were hurling pieces of their conferencing console at the speaker's dais, where a hologram of the Thyferian senator offered a 9-point plan to open peace negotiations with the Yuuzhan Vong. The entire consular staff of Talfalio wandered the walkways shouting, actually shouting, their demand that the Jedi surrender to save the hostages. Balmoro was channel-blasting an offer of free orbital turbolaser platforms to any world that sent a fleet to its defense. And security droids were whirring back and forth through the air, searching in vain for a Dathomiri assassin, rumored to be hiding in the chamber. It was not how Borsk Felya would have liked to meet Savongla's envoy. He would have preferred to receive him in the state reception hall and, over a decanter of fine Andorian port, quietly work out an acceptable script for their public confrontation. But the emissary had balked at the invitation, suggesting instead that the chief of state greet him as he debarked his ship, a deferential gesture that would have further split the Senate and undermined Borsk's already sagging support. So, unable to reach a compromise, here they were, meeting for the first time in the grand convocation chamber of the New Republic Senate, the whole galaxy watching, and neither one with a clue as to what the other would do or say. It was, as the phrase went, a great moment in history, when empires rose or fell on the words of politicians and posterity's favor was won or lost in a second. Chief of State Felya felt like he was going to throw up. The Yuuzhan Vong, looking faintly Jedi-like in a hooded cape over scarlet Von Doon crab armor, made Borsk wait while he descended 300 meters of stairs at the pace of a Dagobah swamp sloth. The envoy brought no bodyguards, giving the impression that he needed no protection but his living armor and the long amphistaff in his hands. He paid no attention to the hisses and jeers many senators cast his way, and even less to the fools who stepped forward to suggest private meetings. The only time he looked away was when the Togorians hurled a volley of calf mugs at him, and even then it was only to cast a shadowed glare upon the security droids who intercepted the fusillade. Borsk suddenly wished he had instructed the sergeant-at-arms to disarm the Yuuzhan Vong. He had thought facing an armed warrior would make him look brave on the holonet, but now he was not so sure. Though the security droids would blast the envoy senseless at the first sign of an attack, Borsk knew himself well enough to realize even holocams would not ease his anxiety. When the Yuuzhan Vong finally reached the chamber floor, he stopped on one side of the speaker's rostrum and waited. As their negotiators had agreed, Borsk left the chief of state's council and came down to stand across from him. He was followed by two members of the advisory council, Vicky Shesh of Kuat and Fior Rodan of Kaminor. No one exchanged pleasantries or greetings.
"I am Borsk Felya. I have invited you here to discuss the Talfalian hostages."
"What is there to discuss?"
The envoy reached up and pulled his hood back, revealing the usual wreck of a Yuuzhan Vong face.
"My words to Leia Solo were clear enough."
The uproar in the chamber faded to an electric drone as consular aides scoured databanks for face map fits and voice print matches. Borsk needed no such help. Though he had not stood toe-to-toe with many invaders, none actually, he had watched the hologram of Leia's Bill Bringy meeting 100 times. Nom Anor's gnarled visage was almost as familiar to him as his own, even with a new false eye fitted in what had been an empty socket on the hollow.
"Leia Solo is no longer a representative of this government," Borsk said.
Though his fur was standing on end, his tone was dismissive. "If you have something to say to the New Republic, you must say it to me." The envoy glared out of his one good eye, clearly surprised by Borsk's impudence.
"You do not know of our terms?"
An indignant murmur built in the chamber as the consular aides began to inform their masters of the envoy's identity, and Borsk knew he had to work quickly.
Num-Anor's role in both the Romumul-Osarian conflict and the fall of Duro were well documented, and selecting him as an envoy was an open insult.
"And now you have threatened to kill millions of New Republic citizens," Borsk said. "I summoned you here to provide an explanation."
The murmur in the chamber rose to a near din, and the Wookiees whooped in approval. Borsk did nothing to quell the noise, which the Talfalians correctly interpreted as encouragement, and attempted to rebut by urging their allies to shout down the Wookiees. This drew a deafening counter-roar from the Jedi supporters, and it occurred to Borsk that he might have found the way to shore up his support. He locked gazes with Num-Anor and allowed the uproar to continue, until Vicky Shesh finally returned to the advisory council's dais and used the gallery address to plead for quiet. Borsk was not as troubled by the betrayal of his patronage as by how quickly her efforts were rewarded. When the uproar had died, Num-Anor turned from Borsk and looked directly into the galleries.
"What a pity the courage of your Jedi does not match that of your bureaucrats."
The chorus of jeers was not nearly so loud as Borsk would have liked, and for a moment he worried he was making a mistake. While many of the systems supporting the Jedi were almost fanatical in their loyalties, they tended to be already conquered or separated from the rest of the New Republic by the invasion route. On the other hand, the worlds that favored appeasing the Yuuzhan Vong were mostly rich core systems, with resources vital to the war effort and political power bases critical to Borsk's continued tenure as chief of state. The Yuuzhan Vong knew all that, which was why they had sent a notorious spy to represent them in the first place. They were trying to divide the Senate between those they could intimidate and those they could not, and Borsk had been in politics long enough to know what happened to those who were easily intimidated. He waited while Num-Anor's gaze circled the gallery, passing over those who taunted him with a confident sneer, lingering on the ones who remained quiet until they grew uncomfortable and looked away. Borsk had to admire the envoy's technique. It was classic intimidation politics, rendered all the more effective by the fact that the Yuuzhan Vong had proven time and again they would not hesitate to carry through even the most unthinkable threat. Fortunately for the New Republic, in the humble opinion of its chief of state at least, they were playing this game against a master. When Num-Anor's gaze finally returned to the speaker's rostrum, Borsk stepped to within a hand's breadth of the Yuuzhan Vong's chest, purposely contrasting his stubby figure against his counterpart's more massive build. He craned his neck back and stared at the underside of the other's crooked chin. "The Yuuzhan Vong must be worried about our Jedi indeed, to think a handful worth so many lives." Borsk spoke so softly that the sound droid had to float nearly between them to pick up his words, and, as he had planned, Num-Anor was forced to step back to glare down at him.
"Your lives mean nothing to us."
"Indeed." Borsk glanced into the high galleries, searching out the peace-loving senator from Thyfira.
"I thought as much."
A silence fell over the chamber, and the Bothan knew he was succeeding when he heard the rustle of 1,000 senatorial backsides shifting in their seats. He was holding his audience rapt. This was not what they had expected, and they barely dared breathe for fear of missing what would happen next. Then Vicky Shesh stepped over beside them, and Borsk could almost hear the excitement drain from the room.
"What the chief of state means to say, Ambassador, is that the Yuuzhan Vong may not understand the New Republic's relationship with the Jedi. We lack control—"
"No." Borsk shot Shesh a look that would have melted Durasteel. "That is not what the chief of state means to say." Shesh paled, but refused to retreat.
"I beg your pardon."
"The senator from Kuat is welcome to express her opinion in the proper forums, but she may not presume to speak for the chief of state."
Borsk glared at her until she retreated. Then he turned back to Num-Anor.
"What the chief of state means to say is that the Yuuzhan Vong are cowards and murderers. If they had the courage of the least of their slaves, they would stop hiding behind helpless refugees and go do battle with the Jedi.
We are not hiding,
Nomanor shot back. It is the Jedi.
Really? Borsk answered in a sarcastic tone. Then I suggest you look in the Corellian sector. There were recently quite a few at Fraz, from what I understand.
Much of the chamber erupted into laughter, for the irresponsible Jedi ambush at Fraz had dominated the Holonet over the last few days. It was too early to tell whether Borsk's comment would change the slant of the coverage, but it was sure to keep the incident, and the Chief of State, in the newsvids for days to come. Nomanor's meandering eyes swiveled down toward Borsk, and the Bothan's stomach went sour. He had read reports on the Falsi confiscated at Bilbringi, and knew the unpleasant death that awaited anyone unfortunate enough to have its poison emptied in his face. But he refused to back down. He could feel the support of the Jedi lovers swelling behind him, and he knew that to show fear now was to throw away all he had just won. Then, in a flash of inspiration, Borsk knew what to say, exactly how to crystallize his support. "And you might try looking in Bothan's space. I have it on good authority that the Jedi are well-loved there." This drew an even bigger laugh than the Fraz suggestion, for Borsk and the Jedi had not been on good terms since, well, ever. It was a weak point in his rapidly developing plan, and one he hoped to fix by openly pledging his home system's support to the Jedi. He glanced up at the Bothan gallery and saw Max Sazala, the Bothan senator, staring daggers at him. Borsk flattened his ears in warning, and Sazala obediently rose and began to suggest planets where the Yuuzhan Vong might start searching. None of the worlds were inhabited, but it was enough to bring the senators of 100 other systems to their feet with similar suggestions. Nomanor's eyes narrowed. Borsk thought he had finally pushed too far, but the Yuuzhan Vong stepped back.
"I will relay your suggestions."
He turned toward the stairs and glanced into the galleries. "All of them."
"Fine. But you will do so by Villip," Borsk said.
Nomanor looked over his shoulder.
"What?"
"You may relay your suggestions by Villip." Borsk did not want to miss this chance to mock the infamous spy.
"I summoned you here to explain the taking of 1 million hostages. You aren't leaving until you do."
Nomanor's reply was lost to a tumult of Wookiee roaring. The cheers felt good to Borsk. He would never again be able to set foot inside Bothan space. But the cheers felt good.